Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again today, continuing to share with you on the subject of overcoming soul realm problems. God wants us to prosper, and the Bible says we'll prosper and be in health even as our soul prospers. So we've got to have our soul filled up with the things of God. If we sin against the Lord, we're going to be wronging our own soul. If we touch unclean things, then we're going to be causing damage in our soul. We're actually going to be breaking covenant fellowship with the Lord. God wants you to keep yourself away from unclean things. Remember, they were discouraged because of the way and spake against God. They got discouraged in their soul. Discouragement is coming from the devil. It's attacking your mind. Remember, the soul's made up of your will, your intellect, and your emotions. You've got to guard against the enemy having place in the realm of the soul. We saw previously about how we vow a vow and break his word. We are going to be doing damage because when we give a vow unto the Lord or give our word to someone, we actually bind our soul with a bond. And so we need to carry it out. Otherwise, we are going to be causing soul realm problems. We have to watch that we don't get bitterness of soul, be a complainer and a griper in our soul. That is going to hinder us from seeing the promise of God. That will cause us not to have peace. And it's really having sin in our life. You've also got to watch what kind of words you listen to, what kind of words you say. It will have effect upon your soul. We also talked about how the enemy comes to tear our soul, and he wants to vex your soul. He brings thoughts against you. He tries to wrest your words. He wants you to get cast down in the soul. And that God doesn't want you to be cast down. He says, "Oh my soul, why art thou cast down? Do not let yourself be depressed. You are looking at your circumstances. You are responding by your feelings. You're being moved by the flesh instead of being moved by the Spirit." Now, if we walk in the Spirit, then we're going to walk according to a word-ruled mind. And this is important, to have the Word operating in our mind and making the proper choices and governing our emotions so that our soul realm does not give place to Him. Remember, the enemy waits for our soul. He marks our steps. He hides, doesn't want you to know what he's doing, and they gather together to try to bring destruction. They prepare a net for you. We saw this in Psalms 56 and Psalms 57. Psalms 59, they seek after your soul, and they take counsel together and lie in wait. This is all the activity of the demon spirits. What's the answer? You've got to get filled up with the things of God. Get filled up with the presence of God. Your soul will faint if you are not filled with the presence of the Lord. We're going to continue talking on this today. In Psalms 106, there in verse 12, it talks about how they believed his words, they sang his praise, but then they soon forgot his works. They waited not for his counsel, but what happened? They started lusting exceedingly in the wilderness, and they tempted God by drawing back from the word. And he gave them their request, though. But notice what it says in Psalms 106:15. He sent leanness into their soul. God will give you your requests. He will let you choose your own way. But he sent leanness into their soul. You know, when you hear the word of God, the word is written in your heart and written in your mind. But who comes to try to take that out of you? It's the devil. The devil comes to take the word out of your heart and out of the soulish realm. And what happens if you don't keep the word in your heart and soul? It will cause a leanness within you. Because when the enemy takes the word out of your soul, instead of having a fat soul filled with the word, you'll have a lean soul. And so this is what happened to them, which means that whenever you yield to temptation and you do not walk in the ways of the Lord and overcome, you are actually letting leanness come into your soul. In Psalms 107, in verse 4, it talks about how they wandered in the wilderness in a solitary way. And here they found no city to dwell in. They said they were hungry and thirsty, and their soul fainted in them. When you walk in your own way and you just follow after your ways, you're going to be hungry and thirsty. Your soul will faint. God doesn't want your soul fainting. If your soul's fainting, that's evidence of the fact that you're not filled up with the things of the Lord. Of course, then when they turned and they cried to the Lord in their trouble, he delivered them. Just turn to the Lord. Don't let yourself be overburdened down in the area of your soul with the circumstances. Get your eyes upon the Lord. Start to pray the Word of God. Start to call upon the name of the Lord. Start to take dominion over the enemy. Start to declare the promises of God and put your faith into operation and pray that prayer of faith and watch God move and deliver you out of your distresses. Praise God. And God will set you free. Over in Psalms 109, verse 20, it says, "Let this be the reward of mine adversaries from the Lord and of them that speak evil against my soul." Yeah, the devil wants to speak evil against your soul. That's why he'll bring negative thoughts to you or negative words from others against you. He's trying to speak evil against you, but God will defend you. And how are you going to be defended? It's because you're going to speak the Word. The Word of God is going to defend you against your adversaries. Jesus was defended through the Word of God. He said, "It is written." And when you start putting up that shield of faith, you are going to quench the fiery darts of the wicked, which are after your soul. Psalms 119, verse 28, "My soul melteth for heaviness." If you have heaviness, it is taking quite a toll on your soul. God does not want you to let that happen. Instead, you are to resist that. And how's that going to happen? Because you're going to get strong. What causes strength? Being in the Word. He says, "My soul melteth for heaviness. Strengthen thou me according to thy word." As you get the Word in you, God's strength will come into you. In fact, as you put on the armor of God, which is the Word of God in every area of your life, you'll be strong in the Lord and the power of His might. You'll be able to stand against all the wiles of the devil. And God will deliver you, praise the Lord. Over in Psalms 120, verse 2, the psalmist says, "Deliver my soul, O Lord, from lying lips and from a deceitful tongue." We've got to watch that we don't have lying lips ourselves, or a deceitful tongue, or be listening to lying lips or deceitful tongue through someone else. It will have an effect upon your soul. And so he's crying out to have his soul delivered because he knows it was affecting him. Learn to speak the Word of God. Don't speak things that are negative. Start speaking the promises. Start speaking, what would Jesus say in this situation? What would Jesus say about this? That's what you need to speak in every situation in your life. In Psalms 142, in verse 6, it says, "Attend unto my cry, for I'm brought very low. Deliver me from my persecutors, for they're stronger than I." You know, without Jesus, without the power of God, they are stronger than you. But praise God, in Christ, we are more than conquerors, and He gives us the victory through the Lord Jesus Christ. And then He says in verse 7, "Bring my soul out of prison, that I may praise thy name." God wants our soul to come out of prison. And we can be imprisoned. We can be imprisoned to fear. We can be imprisoned to anxiety. We can be imprisoned to depression. And these are the activity of the demonic spirits that are vexing your soul. God wants you to come out of that. And as your soul comes out of prison through being delivered and through being filled up with the Word of God and the healing power of God setting you free, what's going to happen? You're going to be praising Him, and you're going to be walking in freedom and peace and victory in your life. Praise God. In Psalms 143, it talks about how the enemy was persecuting their soul, smiting them and causing them to dwell in darkness. But praise God, God is the one who will come on the scene. You have to learn to always go to the Lord when attacks are coming against your mind or your will or your emotions. Quit yielding to them. Quit responding to them. Otherwise, you're going to be yielding to the flesh. If you will walk in the Spirit, you will overcome the enemy's attacks. And how are you going to do that? With a Word-ruled mind. You're going to start doing what the Word says. You're going to start speaking what the Word says in the midst of that attack coming against you. In Proverbs chapter 6, in verse 32, the Bible says, "Whoso committeth adultery with a woman lacketh understanding. He that doeth it destroyeth his own soul." Not only is it a physical act, but it also has an effect upon you in the realm of your soul. You actually are destroying your soul if you are committing adultery with a woman. And remember, in the New Testament, he says, if you look with lust upon a woman, not just talking about committing the act, but if you look with her upon her with lust, then you actually commit that adultery. In the realm of the soul, it will bring destruction. Watch that you do not allow yourself to fall into lust. That shows a person who lacks understanding because they're giving place to the devil. It's important that you stay away from that. In Proverbs chapter 11, verse 24, there is that scattereth and yet increaseth. There is that withholdeth more than meat that tends to poverty. The liberal soul shall be made fat, and he that watereth shall be watered also himself. God wants you to be a liberal soul. That means you give out. You give out to other people, ministering to their need. You're merciful. You give out with finances. You give out with your time. You're a liberal soul, and God is going to make you fat. We're talking about fat in the soul, filled up with the things of the Lord. Proverbs 13, verse 4, the soul of the sluggard desireth and hath nothing, but the soul of the diligent shall be made fat. We don't want to be lazy. We don't want to be a sluggard. That is another soul realm problem you need to overcome. You need to be diligent. God wants you to be diligent in doing the things of the Lord. If you'll be diligent, then you will enter into victory, and your soul will be made fat, and you will accomplish the things. When you accomplish things, it is sweet to your soul. In Proverbs chapter 15, verse 31, the ear that heareth the reproof of life abideth among the wise, but he that refuses instruction despises his own soul. You must realize that when God brings his instruction to you, if you refuse to take hold of what he brings, you actually despise your own soul, whether you understand it or not. If you'll hear the reproof, if you'll receive what he brings, then you'll get the understanding, and as you walk in it, then you will come out of bondage and you'll be in victory. Praise God. A fool's mouth is his destruction, and his lips are the snare of his soul. Proverbs 18, verse 7. Not only if you refuse instruction, but you also have to watch what you speak. Your lips will be the snare of your soul. Are you speaking forth God's word? Are you speaking what he's doing in your situation? Are you speaking about the problem? Are you complaining, griping, speaking negative things? If so, you are actually becoming the snare of your soul through the words of your mouth. God wants you to overcome these things. They're having effect upon your soul. No wonder people are falling into hopelessness and depression, discouragement, and all these bondages in their soul, because they must fill themselves up with the things of God and come out of bondage. Do the word, and God will set you free. We're going to talk more on this next broadcast. We'll see you then. God bless you. As I close today, do you realize that the number one negative